Good evening, Kenny. Job done tonight?
Job done, yes. I think we're probably the second half we performed a lot better than we did in the first half, and it was a fantastic goal that we scored, Nicky Law header and a great cross from Phil Murray, but we had to rely on our goalkeeper. He had two or three really important stops, and before the game, you just want to progress, and we've managed to do that.
It's a bit of a forgettable first half, wasn't it?
Yeah, we didn't really get going at all. You know, I think it was one of these games that we were waiting for someone else to give us a little spark, you know, and it was a bit laboured at times, to say the least. So, as I say, second half was an improvement. Final whistle goes, we've progressed into the next round.
Are you going to take the credit, you or Stuart, for putting Nicky Law in the number 10? Because 90 seconds later, he scores.
Yes, well, to be fair, Stuart did mention that to me. I think it was a little tactical switch for us.
But he wouldn't have been there, had he not been pushed.
No, he wouldn't have been
forward.
There, and yeah. I thought he did well when he got moved into that role. I think he looked a threat running from the middle of the park, and he's a clever player, Nicky, and, you know, I was delighted to see him get his goal.
Well, I've said for a long while that I think he could play in that role. One or two players tonight maybe had something to prove after Swindon and after one or two other performances. Has anybody out there tonight sort of made you think, Saturday, yeah, maybe they should be coming in?
Well, not wanting to give too much away in case anyone from Charlton's listening. No, I think it was a stage there for some players tonight to go and perform. We've had to sit on that result that we had at Swindon for 10 days or so until tonight, you know. So it took us a little while to get going. But we've came through it without any injuries, and we'll see what happens, you know, tomorrow training, Friday training, and we'll pick a team, hopefully, that can go and get us 3 points against Charlton.
5 minutes before you made the substitution in bringing off Vukic and then moving Nicky Law into the number 10 position, they'd made a double change, bringing on Ekpeazu and Berry, who could have scored, you know, a couple of goals straight away. How worried were you when you saw them come on?
Well, I managed to go down on Sunday and saw them perform very well against Coventry in the Cup. You know, and I think the two lads that came on that you've mentioned, they are a definite goal threat. And we're, you know, you give every indication that, you know, you've got to give them respect, you know, and then we've seen them coming off the bench. And we knew even beforehand that it was going to be a tough task because they're playing with a little bit of confidence, Cambridge. But yeah, they had opportunities. We defended a lot better second half as the whole performance went on. And, you know, we're just delighted to find ourselves in the next round.
And Stephen Darby came off 25 minutes or so. Was that always the game plan?
24 minutes longer than Colin Doyle.
Yeah, of course.
We're delighted to get Tony McMahon, but first and foremost, back on the pitch. You know, I think he's been very frustrated over his injury. He had 45 minutes against Rotherham a couple of weeks ago, and it was good to get him back on the field. Yeah,
we're in the hat that draws tomorrow morning. Most of the teams are from down south, a long way away, so is it a case of anybody at home?
Fingers crossed, yes. Home draw would be lovely.
Well, well done tonight, job done, and good luck on Saturday. Looking forward to it, because yes, it's been a while, hasn't it?
It'd be good to get back here and get a big crowd, you know, and hopefully, as I say, we can send the supporters home happy with 3 points.